We had some drawings that one of the brothers and his family had made regarding Palestine. I was looking for them. I don't know where exactly they went. We wanted to show some of them. They're very beautiful drawings, especially since it is this commemoration of Palestine and the commemoration of Yemen. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Simply symbolizing that a child is standing and a rocket being fired from a helicopter, and it's casting a shadow, which is known as Gaza. There's a lot of atrocity happening in Gaza, and every day you see a lot of children get killed. They were innocent, they got no crime in this conflict. In fact, children had no crime anyways, but they've been targeted purposely, perhaps, and that's what it looked like. So it's kind of portraying that in that drawing. This is simple, saying stop bombing Yemen. Obviously, atrocities have been going on in Yemen for over 6 years, I think, now. And there's no outcry internationally, unfortunately. So, yeah, that's just portraying that. And this is kind of symbolically showing a map of Palestine and a tank coming out from there. Perhaps this assumption that has been thrown at shell, and a child died, and it shows a wing. Been flying towards the heaven, and the blood coming out from the Palestine has been, again, it's been over 70 years, the massacre of Palestinians has been going on, whether it's Nakba Day or Chiba Farms, you name it. That's kind of that. This is a drawing by my 11-year-old daughter, just trying to portray that one side of the equation is all the murder of children. And they've been amputated, obviously their arms and legs have been aborted. And the other side, the global media is not doing any coverage. All they're doing is showing a crying baby with the Israeli flag, obviously. So the very one-sided story has been portrayed across the globe. And that's also signified the need for us to raise a voice for the Muslimin of the world, especially Palestinian people. This is my 7-year-old daughter trying to portray a different story as well. Showing the, in her terms, the baddies are firing on innocent children and they're running away. She tried and drew the map of Palestine as well, which I'm quite impressed because she just looked at the screen and she tried and literally draw it, because I gave them an hour and a half before the program, because we're supposed to come here with some sort of drawing I thought they would be putting up on the wall. I didn't expect myself to go and explain these things, but either way, Hamza has been useful. So she's showing a helicopter and kind of a storytelling in a small painting, and that's pretty much it is.
How old are they?
She's 7 years old. Her name is Zainab, and the older one is 11 years old. That's it, pretty much. Thank you.